I'm sitting in Maria's cafe. There are only two walls. In front of one wall is the counter, and on the other side of that wall is the kitchen. Behind the second wall are the hombres and señoritas, you know, the loo. The remaining two sides of Maria's are open to the jungle that grows right up and onto the tiled floor. Covering one of the two walls is a mural. It's a painting of the ocean. There are a few tourists here. They're watching the mural, waiting for something to happen. The locals call them the whale watchers. This may seem a little strange because, well, there are no whales in the painting. On the second wall is a mural of a jungle canopy, with a bright red and green macaw flapping its wings about to settle down upon the top of a tree.
That's a scarlet macaw.
Mojo has just sat down at the table.
Man, it's hot out there.
He's ordered a papaya strawberry banana smoothie.
It's raining again.
I'm sipping a frothy cappuccino.
About 3 minutes ago, the sun was out.
Yeah, I know.
Man, I'm all wet. I can't tell what's rain and what's sweat.
You'll dry off.
In this weather?
Here you go, Mojo.
Thanks, Chico.
You know, while I was sitting here, every now and then I'd see the shadow of a large bird passing down the road.
What kind of bird?
I don't know. Maybe a bird of prey. But when I looked up at the sky...
No bird?
No. Have you ever seen that?
I can't remember seeing anything I couldn't see.
Yeah, right.
But yesterday, I saw something I wish I didn't. I was walking on the beach. It was early in the morning. There was no one up and around except for one person down at the far end, you know, where the beach curves and ends at that rocky cliff.
Yeah, so?
When I got down to maybe 100 yards from her, I could tell she was waiting for me.
She? What she is that?
It's a she I never saw before.
What did she look like?
She was an older woman, but she was sharp. Had a lot of presence to her. You know what I mean?
You mean a wig?
I could feel she was someone special, but she knew how to hide it. You know what I mean?
Mojo, where is this going?
Watch out for the sea snakes.
What?
Watch out for the sea snakes. That's what she said.
What sea snakes?
That's what I said. What sea snakes?
There are sea snakes that have been washed up onto the beach.
You mean snakes washed up out of the ocean?
Oh, yeah.
You mean there are actually sea serpents out there where we swim?
No, they're snakes, not sea serpents. And yeah, they do swim out there in the ocean.
You saw them?
I saw the ones on the beach.
What do they look like?
The ones with the red and black stripes aren't poisonous.
Well, that's encouraging.
But those over there?
With the yellow and black stripes?
They are poisonous.
How poisonous?
Deadly.
Why haven't I ever seen them?
That's because they weren't on the beach. They were out there swimming around.
Mojo, are you telling me there are poisonous sea snakes in the ocean and I've never seen them?
It's a big ocean.
They say they're docile when they're swimming.
But why haven't I seen them?
Because you weren't looking for them.
Well, I sure as hell will now.
Come on, man. They're not going to bother you.
You mean poisonous sea snakes just swimming around me?
You know, that got me to thinking.
Me too.
No, I got to thinking maybe that woman's some kind of witch. A snake witch.
Mojo, do I want to hear this?
Maybe they're her pets.
Come on, are you serious?
Maybe she trains them.
To do what?
Maybe she uses them to wiggle into your head.
I hope you're kidding me.
About the snakes? I saw them.
Well, okay. Why would she train snakes to wiggle into your head?
I'm not saying that she does.
Then why are we talking about it?
Last night, I had a dream about sea snakes.
How many were there?
On the beach or in my dream?
On the beach?
Maybe a dozen.
Really? Were they pretty?
Pretty nasty looking.
How big are they?
I'd say maybe a foot long, maybe less. They're thin, not much thicker than your finger. And they have red and black or yellow and black stripes running straight down the body.
But otherwise, they just look like regular snakes.
Yeah, as regular as a snake looks.
Okay, so why did you call them her pets?
Well, back in Brazil, in Bahia, I knew a woman who could do that.
Do what?
Put snakes in your head.
Mojo, some of the women you've known.
Now, wait a minute.
Now, why did you get involved with a woman who can put snakes in your head?
What about that voodoo woman in New Orleans? She had you so trance, you're lucky to go ahead and turn you into some kind of...
Fine. So your new girlfriend put snakes in your head?
No, they weren't snakes.
And why are we talking about this?
When she wanted to get you, you'd dream of insects.
Oh, God. She didn't send roaches after you.
No, roaches are too easy. But you know those Amazon beetles?
Yeah.
The shiny black ones with the big horn on their head and those big pincers?
Yeah, I know.
In the middle of the night, I'd wake up and they'd be crawling over my bed.
Oh, wonderful.
Crawling up the wall, up above me on the ceiling, dropping down on the bed.
Ooh.
I'd try to hide under the covers and they'd come crawling after me.
Mojo, it was just a dream.
When you're stuck in your dream, you don't know what's real.
Yeah, just like in real life.
That's for sure.
So it was only a nightmare.
Only? Man, I was so scared I couldn't move. You know what that feels like? Laying there scared stiff while those beetles like the size of your hand come crawling under the covers.
Okay, Mojo, I got it.
And it didn't even happen in Brazil. That was after I left. Those beetles, they came crawling after me clear back to Philly.
Mojo, what did you do to her?
I didn't do nothing.
Oh, yeah?
All I did was leave.
Without telling her?
I figured that was the safest.
You know, there's been some really strange, innovative women in your life.
Seems I recall some of the women you've known are pretty innovative. I remember telling me back in Valley.
Mojo, look.
What?
Over there. Do you see? The whale is back in the painting.
Yeah, but look on the other wall. The parrot is gone.
I just realized something. The people who sit there waiting for the whale, they never see when it appears. It's when they get distracted or get so involved talking to each other. Then they notice the whale is back in the mural.
So if we sit there staring at that wall, it's not going to show?
Did you ever see it appear while you were watching?
No, but when the whale shows up, everyone starts looking at it. And that's when the parrot disappears from the other wall.
But have you ever caught that in the act of disappearing?
Never.
Well, it's stopped raining, so shall we? We'll see you later, Chico.
Captain Jack? Who is he kidding?
I'm a captain.
What are you a captain of? The Queen Mary?
Close.
Man, you can't even sail a kite.
Yes, I can.
You don't have a ship.
Yes, I do.
Someone gave you a ship?
Oh, it's a boat.
A kayak or a canoe?
No, it's a real boat.
A rowboat?
No, a sailboat.
Yeah? How big?
I haven't seen it.
Where is it?
It's down here.
It's here?
That's what I'm told.
Who told you that?
Oh, great. It's starting to rain again.
This isn't the rainy season.
Oh, really? Let's get under an awning, huh? This is a pretty magical place, isn't it?
Well, people say it used to be more magical, but it's losing it.
Well, that's true everywhere.
They say it started to change when they started building that resort.
The one out on Angel Point?
Mm-hmm. They say it's changing everything, including the weather.
Mojo, how can it affect the weather?
There's part of this rainforest some people are trying to save. They say it's sacred. And since they've been bulldozing in there and building roads, the jungle spirit who lives there has been doing the rain whammy.
Jungle spirit?
A nature spirit. Some people believe she's a goddess.
A jungle goddess?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we're getting all this rain?
Sometimes rain, sometimes wind, sometimes both.
But nothing really destructive.
Not yet, but it's slowing that resort down. They're way behind schedule.
From what I've seen, they haven't slowed down that much.
Oh, they got a lot built along the beach. But when they started bulldozing into the jungle, that's when things changed.
And that's when the magic started to leave.
That's what the people are saying.
I think we better get off this road. We're going to get splattered with mud.
So who gave you a boat?
Well, they didn't give it to me. They asked me to be the captain.
Who'd do that? You won't tell me? You can't tell me? Oh, come on, man. Tell me.
Okay. It was Claudine.
What? It's her boat?
Yeah.
Why does Claudine have a boat down here?
She bought it.
I thought she was in Montreal.
I don't know where she is.
That figures. The Montreal she's from, people don't even know about.
Mojo.
And that includes the people who live in Montreal.
Mojo, leave it alone.
You know I like Claudine. She's beautiful. But Claudine is someone who
Mojo,
we know is
Mojo,
really
just
from somewhere
leave it
that
be.
You came down here to meet her?
Yes.
But you haven't seen her?
No.
And you're just sitting and waiting?
Yes.
And you don't know when she's coming?
No.
Man, sounds like you just checked into Heartache Hotel.
Mojo.
I know. Let it go.
Oh, it's mine. I'll get it. Hello?
Bonjour, Jack.
Claudine, we were just talking about... Where are you?
Don't you know?
No.
Montreal.
Oh. Well, when are you coming down?
Very soon.
What's that mean?
That means very soon.
Okay.
Have you seen the trimaran?
You mean trimaran?
My boat.
Is that what you bought?
Yes. You should go see it.
I don't know where it is.
It's at the marina.
What's the name of it?
It doesn't have a name.
Really?
I have to run. Salut.
Claudine.
So, what's the name of your ship?
Boat.
That's the name? Boat?
No, it doesn't have a name.
You're going to have to name it.
It's not my boat.
You want me to name it?
Be my guest.
Well, Claudine's boat has got to be French.
Fine.
Mm-hmm. How about le croissant qui flotte?
What is that, the floating croissant?
Oui.
I don't think so.
Then how about le soufflé qui vole?
Did you say the flying soufflé?
Oui.
Where'd you learn French, Mojo? From a menu?
Mais oui.
Besides, I don't think this particular boat has wings.
That don't matter.
Why don't we just let Claudine name her own ship, huh?
Boat.
Whatever.
Hey, see over there? That's the woman who warned me about the sea snakes.
Oh, the snake she's going to slip into your dreams.
I hope not.
Doesn't look like a witch.
Witches don't look like witches.
Oh, sometimes they do.
Not this one.
I thought she'd be Spanish or Indian. She looks American.
We're all Americans down here. North American, South American, Central American.
Afro-Americans.
I think she's Canadian.
How do you know?
The way she looks.
Canadians don't look any different.
That's how I know. Hey, how you doing?
She doesn't know you.
I hope I didn't dream this.
Wait a minute. I've seen her before.
On the beach?
No, yesterday. When I was at the Cafe Pelican, something happened.
Oh, yeah?
I heard a motorcycle go by, and then I heard brakes and a crash. I ran out. A pickup truck and a girl on a motorcycle had just collided.
Man, what happened?
Well, the motorcycle got pretty bent up.
What about the girl?
She was hurt.
Bad?
Sprained ankle, dislocated shoulder. There were some pretty bad bruises, and she had a slight concussion.
How do you know this?
I could feel it.
What?
When I passed my hands over her, I could feel where she was hurt.
How?
My hands were, I don't know, they were tingling with energy. It just came flowing out of my fingertips. I could feel the places where she was injured.
Man.
I could feel things changing.
You could feel her healing?
Yes.
How long did you work on her?
It could have been no more than a few minutes. When I looked up, I realized there were people standing all around looking down at me. And that's when I noticed the woman you met on the beach.
Whew. I didn't know you could do healing.
Well, I wasn't certain that I could.
You've been practicing?
Well, on houseplants.
Houseplants?
Well, plants get sick, or bored, or both. So, yeah, I've been healing them.
Yeah, but that's a pretty big jump from a houseplant to a human.
Yeah, I know.
How's the girl?
I heard she's okay.
Those people standing around watching, they must have been impressed.
I don't think they knew how bad she was hurt. But she did.
The girl?
No. The woman over there, your snake friend.